What's that most awkward question somebody ever asked you on a first date? Like, you're on the first date, you're excited, you're a little nervous, everyone's a little nervous, then you're like, what did they just say? 99.5 QIK. So I love when science gets involved. Like, science says, okay, these are the things, these are the questions that may not be good. Here are the three that science is like, stay away from these questions, but call us with your stories. What's the third one, Veronica?
The third, this is my favorite. Why are you still single?
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, that's like,
that's bad.
You could translate to that, like, why do you keep failing? Like, why are you just a failure?
Well, yeah.
Which makes people feel weird.
That could go one of two ways. I would always tell guys when I first started dating them that I'm kind of a handful, and then they don't believe me. And I actually had one of my exes somewhere down the road in the relationship say, I should have listened to you at the beginning. And I'm like, I don't lie.
So, but another comeback to that could be, why are you still single? Because, like, you could just say, like, guys like you, and just get up and leave.
Whoa.
Like, why are you still single,
yeah,
jerk?
Yeah, whoa. Right.
Seriously.
Or maybe it's kind of like, oh, you're so amazing. How are you still single? It's all in context, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find the nice part of that. Yeah. All right, so what's the next one?
What happened with your last ex?
Ooh, yeah, don't talk about exes.
What if it's a terrible story? And then you're sitting there, you're at a bar,
ooh, yeah,
and it's like, then you get into this, you know.
There's just no scenario in which this question is a good one.
It's not. You're right.
Because either you're going to reveal something that you don't want to, or the person is asking because they're chomping at the bit to tell some story about a crazy ex.
Right, right. And then, yeah, it's just...
It's bad all the way around.
Or it's going to get really emotional, and then you're just like, why did I ask this question? Why did I even...
Yeah.
All right, number one question you should never ask.
Here's the weirdest question of all time. Do you have any health issues?
Why did that come up?
I don't know. You know, I know that's an awkward question, especially for first date, but man, insurance is expensive these days. And if you're going to go to the long-term thing and you're going to get married, you've got to know if there's some pre-existing conditions that you might be financially on the hook for.
But that, like, can't be a first date question.
No, it can't be a first date question.
There's no way.
No, but second date, definitely. No, you gotta figure that out. 99.5 QIK. Welcome to the show. What do you got, Lauren?
People that I do hang out with and not know their history, I always ask, hey, is there something medically that we need to pay attention to? Do you have sugar? Do you have any kind of things that we may want to pay attention to, especially if we're partying with them?
Oh, yeah. So
I mean, that's very considerate,
but... You know what I'm saying? That kind of a concept, whether or not I need... Are you allergic to something that you're not supposed to have?
Do you have a nut allergy?
Correct. I mean, if you're out on a date with them, I mean, all of a sudden they sit there start spazzing out because they eat something at the restaurant.
Right.
At least you know, hey, there's something's happened.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
You're very, you are like a walking, living, breathing Hallmark card. Like, you want to make sure everything is covered.
I feel like I don't care about people after hearing Laura's story.
Right. Laura?
But I mean, yes.
Before we continue, do you have a nut allergy?
No, I do not.
Okay, good.
I have no allergic reactions.
All right, good.
How's your blood pressure this morning?
I'm good so far.
Just, if I ever see you in person, I want you to know I'm always carrying an EpiPen. I'm ready for you.
Awesome.